Well, enjoy the next few days because the bottom is going to drop out again, folks. Arctic Blast number 2 will be arriving before you wake up Saturday morning, and it'll stay cold through the middle of next week. Now, the $100,000 question is, will we see any wintry precipitation next week? As you know, numerous factors must come together here in North Texas to produce wintry weather. There will be sufficient time to analyze the data as it comes in over the coming days. Stay tuned. All right, good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Wednesday. It's another chilly start here across North Texas this morning. Temperatures have fallen into the upper 20s to low 30s under a clear sky. Yesterday, we topped out at 56 degrees. Today, we expect to reach the upper 50s once again, which is right about average for this time of the year. Enjoy. Take advantage of our quick warm-up Thursday and Friday as these high clouds invade the area. South wind will pick up tomorrow, and especially into Friday, we'll get gusts to 30 by then. This will allow temperatures to warm up significantly. Highs, into the 60s on Thursday, mid to upper 60s on Friday. As you lay your head on the pillow Friday night, you'll likely say to yourself, man, it sure felt nice today. I'm going to turn the heater off before I head to bed. Well, if you do this, you're going to wake up Saturday morning freezing your tuchus off. My best advice is to leave your thermostat at 68 degrees before heading to bed Friday night, as an Arctic blast again will be coming through as you're sleeping and that cold air oozes into the area on Saturday, and it gets even colder than that after that. Temperatures shortly after midnight into Saturday morning will be in the low 60s, but rapidly falling into the 40s by late morning. These temperatures will level off in the mid 40s with plenty of sunshine and a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. This will put wind chills in the 30s all day long. The cold air will continue to filter in on Sunday with morning clouds greeting you when you wake up. Can't rule out a few flurries off to the northwest of our area through the noon hour with temperatures tumbling into the mid-20s. Sunshine, though, returns during the afternoon, high of about 34. Wind chills will be in the 20s all day long. We'll start off Monday morning, with temperatures falling into the teens. Wind chills will be in the single digits in some areas, making it pipe bursting weather, folks. Clouds are going to be increasing through the day on Monday, especially towards the evening hours, with highs back in the mid-30s. Wind chills will be in the 20s all day. Now, late Monday and into Tuesday, I'll be keeping an eye on the track of the next upper-level disturbance overrunning this colder air at the surface. The data right now is still all over the place regarding the track, speed, and strength of the system, but the column of air would support all snow, but that air is going to be very dry. So, if we do see precipitation across North Texas on Tuesday, it looks to be light as of now. As you know, numerous factors, again, must come together to see this wintry weather across the state. Current data suggesting the best chance for this to happen, least measurable stuff, will be to the south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this time across central and southeast Texas, believe it or not. But there's still plenty of time to analyze the speed, track, and strength of this potential weather maker. Remember, this is day 7 and possibly day 8 of my 7-day forecast. I'll keep you posted and we'll let you know any new information as it becomes available. In the meantime, make sure your vehicles and homes are winterized still. Morning low temperatures starting Sunday through the middle of next week will be much colder than what we experienced with our last system. Have a great day today. Enjoy the quick warm-up and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.